too kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook can roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. For one last time, we need y'all to roll. Now,
what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, people make some noise. Who you know fresher than ho? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap. It's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O. Raps Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe and the break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, but expect, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open and head with no pen? Just draw up inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. So for one last time, I need y'all. You made me do. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When they first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drop a couple of hits. Look how they wave to you. From Marcy to Madison Square. The only thing that matters is just a matter of years. Yeah. Faith would have it. J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you. It's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. So I can take one for the team. I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. Record sales, sold out concerts. So if you want this encore, I need you to scream until your lungs get sore.
Everybody, welcome back to another edition of the Last American Radio Broadcast. This is the Brian Stavely Show. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here in this. It's really nice out today. It's Wednesday afternoon. When I first went out, took the dog out a little while ago, I threw a jacket on and I was almost dying out there. It must be like 75 degrees outside my house right now. And it's almost the middle of November. So you gotta love that. It's a crazy New England weather for you. It'll probably snow tomorrow. It snowed a couple weeks ago. That's how we get it over here. We'll get 70 degree differences from one day to the next sometimes. It'll just absolutely be a gorgeous day like today, and it will literally snow tomorrow. It could be 0 degrees. Sounds like one extreme to the next, but it's true. On today's agenda, On today's topic list, I want to talk about this story about the military in Delaware, at Dover Base in Delaware, an Air Force base, losing body parts. This is pretty disturbing. I guess this has been going on now for years and years, and it's a pretty regular occurrence over there. It's come out because there's some civilian employees that work within the morgue over there, so they work with the bodies alongside, you know, the military doctors and whatnot. And, you know, they've come out and complained to the Pentagon that, you know, there's been human limbs and bones and other body parts that have come up missing over the years. You know, obviously relatives not being told about this. And, you know, they're kind of brushing it off like it's not really that big of a deal. They use words like systematic error and, you know, miscalculation and things like that instead of, you know, you guys are losing. You know, this really bothers me because we talk a lot about, you know, how the soldiers get treated, how they get tested on, how they get, you know, a lot of times led to slaughter, put in, you know, ridiculous situations for no reason other than to increase, you know, profit margins for, you know, a few of the elite. You know, they're not even thinking this is a big deal. This is kind of like blowing over with them. The Pentagon took these people. They took the three people most closely involved with it, and they basically just started bouncing them around. They reassigned them, gave them new desk jobs. They moved one of them over to the Pentagon. Nobody got fired over it. There's been 14 sets of allegations filed on this now. 14 different sets. And you want to talk about disrespect? How's this for disrespect? In one case, all right, they sawed off a Marine's arm bone and stuffed it into his pants to make him fit inside the casket. Never told his family. I'm assuming, you know, he got caught because the family probably knew he was supposed to have that arm when they looked in the, you know, they probably looked into how he died. I'm assuming they're his family. They probably read over the death report or whatever and realized he didn't get his arm blown off and probably, you know, said something about it. And imagine finding his arm bone stuffed down his pants, like in his underwear or something. Like, how? That's just, you know, that's just so disrespectful. And the way they talk about it, okay, you got to hear the way they talk about it. They talk about it like it's nothing. I mean, it's not even a big deal to them. It's like they just, you know, oh, we, you know, like we miscataloged a couple of auto parts or something. Like we put a muffler in an axle bin or something like that. That's how they act with this. Now, what if that was your family member? Imagine that was your family member and you went down there and these guys are losing body parts. It's bad enough, you know, your son or your daughter, or your nephew, your grandchild, whatever the case, God rest their soul, it's bad enough that, you know, they're not with us anymore. But then to be further disrespected by our own country, by the own people, that, you know, that are supposed to be looking out for them. I mean, we know they're not looking out for them. I mean, that's a far, far stretch. But they're supposed to be, right? They're supposed to be. They're supposed to be taking care of these guys, aren't they? They're supposed to be protecting them. They're supposed to be, you know, putting them on the right track in life when they're done in the military and all this nonsense, right? No, but instead, you know, if you don't fit in the casket, rather than go get a bigger casket, gee, you know, that'd be a solution. Rather than go get a bigger casket, these guys will saw your arm off and stuff you inside it. You know, that's just, I couldn't even comprehend, I couldn't even imagine seeing somebody do that. Could you imagine standing by and watching somebody do that? Sawing off a fallen Marine's arm and stuffing it in his pants and then just shutting the casket. Okay, next. They said that, you know, different body parts as big as, you know, ankle bones to, you know, pieces like chunks of flesh. And, you know, I don't want to go down the list, but, you know, all these parts have been coming up missing. Just bags of body parts go missing. Like, how do you lose something like that? Seriously. Seriously, how do you lose something like that? Does it ever leave the room? I mean, should it? Is there any reason that stuff ever leaves the medical examiner's room? I mean, unless there's like a storage room right next to it or something. I don't understand how this stuff turns up missing. You know what that tells me? That they don't give a crap. They're probably not even labeling half the stuff, and that's how it goes missing, because they're not even organized about it, because they don't even care. I know those are harsh words, say that they don't care, but it's true. It's true. If they cared, they wouldn't make our troops go out to Iraq and fire DU weapons. And now, like, I don't know the percentage exactly. I think it's like 2 or 3 out of every 5 of them are coming back, you know, with all sorts of internal issues from breathing in the radium and uranium, whatever else it releases when you fire the DU weapons. You know, I didn't know that much about that, you know, until, I don't know, maybe like 6 months ago. I took the time and said, you know what, I don't really know. I hear them talk about DU weapons and depleted uranium, and I kind of get the idea, but I don't really know what it is. So I, you know, set aside a few days to research it. And if you guys don't know what it is, they take spent fuel rods, like, okay, they take, you know, they're already used, and they still have uranium in them. And they use it. They pack it into ammo, okay? I mean, I don't know the exact process how they do it, but they use that. They make ammo out of it, okay? So you don't even have to be the person that gets hit with it. The person that gets hit with it, let me tell you something. We talk about terrorists and, you know, if they're going to have dirty bombs in this. That's a dirty bomb in every sense of the word. When you shoot a DU round into somebody and it explodes inside of them and releases radiation, I mean, that's not a dirty bomb? Oh, I know. It's one of these keywords that they got there, like a war is a kinetic military action. That's just a, I don't know. I'm not even going to come up with a stupid term for it right now, but you know how they do it. So not only the people that get hit with the stuff, guys, when that stuff gets fired, it puts particles of uranium in the air. And these guys breathe it in. Our guys firing it. So how much are they firing it? All the time. I don't know if they've let up on it at all. You know, maybe they could have in the last few months. I don't see, you know, how, you know, why they would have, you know, because they don't give a crap. A lot of people are coming back, and it's almost like Gulf War syndrome. At least that's what I'm reading on it. It's almost like Gulf War syndrome. And so a product, you know, a lot of them that, you know, are coming back with the symptoms from depleted uranium, I'm sure they're writing it off as another symptom, like they always do. Like we were talking about last week with the vaccines and the kids that get autism from it, and the government's still denying the link. They're paying out thousands of families. There's even a vaccine court set up, and there's, you know, thousands of cases for vaccines causing autism specifically, but they'll always reward it, and they'll give the kid a new symptom, a new disease that doesn't even exist, rather than calling it autism. I swear to God, that's what they do, and I have a feeling that's what they're probably doing to some of the troops. I apologize if I'm, you know, way off on my theory here, if that's what they're not, maybe they're not writing it off as like Gulf War syndrome and stuff like that. I haven't really looked into that end of it yet, but I would assume that's probably what they're doing. I mean, that's just their style. You know what I mean? They're not going to admit it. I got a related story that's actually kind of key to this, and I bet a lot of people haven't heard this one. All right, this one is, it's, you know, it's only a little tiny bit that I got to read on it. There wasn't much out there about it. But they say that the United States might have a secret uranium enrichment program. And the way that would work is, you know, when you test for depleted uranium, okay, and you're using enriched uranium, the tests come back negative. So if these people, all these soldiers and everybody, eventually tries to have a lawsuit against the government for, you know, the injury suffered from the depleted uranium use, they wouldn't even hold up in court. That's what I'm hearing. I mean, I'm just hearing a little bit of it. I forget where I got it from, and I apologize because it just clicked in my head right now, and I promise I'll have it for the next show. It was definitely a reputable source. I wouldn't even, you know, bother saying it if it wasn't. I wouldn't even give it any attention. Because something happened. I'm trying to remember what it was. Some type of weapon was used over there that let other people know that we have a different type of uranium technology. And they think we might be developing a uranium bomb or something like that. And I'm not going to pretend to know the inner workings of that and everything. I just know that there might be a big deception going on with this depleted uranium. It might not be depleted uranium. It might be enriched uranium. If you guys know a lot about this, call the show and tell me, because, you know, I don't know that much about it. You know, I know that they've been using it. I know what it's been doing to them, but this is a new angle on it. I just heard this, you know, probably about a month ago. I'm trying to remember what was used. There was something that we used, some sort of military equipment or weapon or something, left a trace of something, and it made them realize that we might have a secret enriched uranium program rather than this depleted uranium. And either way, okay, what they're doing, the point is what they're doing to our soldiers. They're making them breathe this stuff in. They know it's terrible. That's why they use it, guys. You know, you can't just be naive forever and just think these people don't know. You know, I'm just a friggin' regular guy with a computer and a little bit of free time. So if I can find this stuff out, these guys know it, okay? That's their job to know. They've known it for years, all right? They know what they're doing. There's a lot, like I said, listen, there's always a lot of different agendas for everything that happens, every plan that they have. It's never one goal, okay? It's never even two. It's always 5 or 6 or 15, 20 goals. And the thing with the depleted uranium, look at it like this way. I mean, kind of like the fluoride thing, how they put the fluoride in your toothpaste and in your drinking water. It's because, you know, there's a lot of reasons, and one of them, and I feel this is probably the same for the uranium, is they don't want to pay to dispose of it properly. Getting rid of uranium, I'm sure, is a very expensive process to do it properly. I'm not even going to pretend to even know how the process begins, starts, ends, what it consists of, but I'm sure it's not cheap, right? We're talking about nuclear waste. How do you, you know, dispose of it? It's got to be expensive. So that solves that problem, right? Packing in all the ammo. Now, when we talk about, you know, sorry about that, guys. There's nothing I can do. When we talk about, you know, say we were talking about Katrina, okay? Not to just throw a curveball in here, but listen, we've talked about Katrina. We've talked about the BP oil spill, that whole area down there, right, and how they want to put the biggest oil refinery in North America down there. And part of that plan, there's many agendas with that too, okay, when they spilled the oil and everything, part of that was to get everybody to move out, along with the $42 billion budget they have to get everybody to move out and to make it like a toxic wasteland. So when they go to put their oil refinery in there, they're not having to deal with all types of regulations, all types of, you know, people, you know, nothing. They're just, boom, putting it in, right? That's their plan. Well, this is kind of like, I think, the same thing. I don't know, but it would make kind of sense because they're putting up all these, you know, we have all these oil refineries over there. We have all our bases next to them, and maybe they want to radiate. Because what they're doing, guys, is they're radiating the whole battlefield. Iraq it's like a toxic dump right now. It's complete genocide what we've done to their people, all right? Never mind the 1.5 million that we've killed, and we have no way of knowing if that number's real. It could be way higher. It could actually be way lower. I mean, we don't even know, right? Unless you have feet on the ground, you don't know. We never talk to anybody from Iraq or Afghanistan, any of these countries. And you guys ever see them on Facebook, on Twitter, MySpace, Google, The Last American? I mean, anywhere? Do you guys see these people anywhere? Why is that? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm just asking you, why is that? Why do we never get to... I don't think it's because we're on different servers. It could be. But, you know, a lot of people use hide IP programs and stuff like that, including myself sometimes. And, you know, I never see any, you know, Iraqi servers to hop onto or Afghan servers or anything like that. And you could talk to these people. There's plenty of ways to translate. I mean, there's voice translators, there's text translators. They take a second. I mean, anyways, what we're doing over there, guys, is we're radiating the whole battlefield. That place is like a toxic dump. So, you know, I feel, you know, in the years to come, if they want to do more drilling and this and that and the other thing, you know, supposedly we're withdrawing out of there, you know, but if you guys believe that, I mean, we're not going to totally withdraw out of there. Are you kidding me? It's too much money to be made. We'll formally withdraw, but we're still going to be running things behind the scene and have people over there. You better believe it. You better believe it. But so what I was trying to say is, you know, we've killed 1.5 million of them, if that is the right number, of innocent civilians. We're going to kill many more. Many more are going to die from the radiation. People are going to be born with deformed babies. This is what happens from us. And do you remember why we went into Iraq, guys? Think about how asinine this is. Why did we go into Iraq? Anybody know? I know. Because Dick Cheney got on the microphone and said Saddam Hussein had yellow cake uranium and was planning to develop weapons of mass destruction. And he knew it was a lie the whole time. The whole time. That lying weasel knew it was a lie. Of course he did. It's Darth Vader, man. Except he doesn't have an ounce of good left in him, that guy. All right? So, you know, we're not going to try and even bother turning him back because that's not going to happen. So, you know, sometimes I kind of lose my train of thought for a second, guys. I apologize. Now, the thing I was saying is, you know, so we're radiating this whole place, okay? People are going to be born with deformities. Just think about it. It's like Vietnam. It's Agent Orange all over again, but it's going to be worse. I think it's going to be worse. And we're doing it to our own people, guys. Think about that. All you all you people out there that you know, that back all these wars and think we should go over there and kill all these Muslims and all this friggin' nonsense, all right? Guys, just do a little bit of research and look at what we're doing to our own troops, okay? Look what we're doing to our own troops. If there's anybody that they should respect and stick up for and have their back when they're done, and if there's anybody that should get free health care for the rest of their life, I mean, shouldn't it be the troops? Shouldn't the troops get free health care and free education for the rest of their life when they get out? They risk their life, supposedly for the country. We know it's not for the good of the country. It's more for the private interests of a select few, you know, more than a few, but, you know, a small percentage of the nation's population. Shouldn't they take care of those people, guys? I don't want to hear anything about how much money stuff is. This money, we talked about the economy, guys. It's all made up. It's all made up. Make up some money and pay these friggin' guys, right? Make up some money and give them free health care for the rest of their life. I know a lot of people can get on the radio and say, we want this, we want that. Kind of like, you know, the people down at the Occupy were like, oh, we all want free, what the hell they want? We all want guaranteed jobs or something. You know, I'm not trying to sound like that. But, you know, there's some things that we can do. And you can give the soldiers free health care for the rest of their life. Don't they do that for, like, the senators and congressmen? I think they do. I think they do get free health care. And I don't even think they get taxed, right? Why can't you do some of that for the soldiers? Not saying they don't have to pay taxes for the rest of their life. But these people, you know, some of these people have serious injuries that have been caused in the war. And I read these horror stories where, you know, after a few years, they're not even being taken care of. What? What do you mean? What, they're supposed to go get a job when they've got no friggin' legs and they're rolling around in a wheelchair? Yeah, go deal with it. Go get a job. Oh, that's going to be easy. So that they can be a cashier at McDonald's for the rest of their life, because it's the only thing they can do is sit in front of the cashier thing, the register with their wheelchair. No, that's not cool, man. You got so much insider trading going on, so much bamboozling, so much backdoor deals and all this nonsense that goes on, all right? In the scope of everything, there's not that many soldiers. I mean, take care of them. Take care of them. You know, and since you don't really seem to care about people, Uncle Sam, maybe you care about your image a little. Maybe you do. It'd do wonders for your image. I mean, it would. If you just took care of your damn soldiers. How could you not give free health care to life to somebody that's become permanently disabled? Huh? How could you, in any good conscience, not just give it to them? Who cares? It's made up money. Make up some more. Or don't. Just say you did. You know, you guys do all this nonsense all the time. Make up a little nonsense for the troops, right? Seriously. You don't even need to, like, you know, write a new tax on people or nothing. Jesus. Just give them some free health care. Not that you didn't have to do it for the whole country. Although that would be nice. The troops. And we're not talking about giving them the mass health version of healthcare either. For those of you that aren't from around here, the mass health version would be like, you know, you can only go to a certain couple doctors, a certain couple this, a certain couple that, and it's always the worst ones. And it's, you know what I mean? No. Treat these people good. Let them go to some of the best hospitals, okay? We're not saying they need to go, you know, where the professional athletes go. But maybe one step down from that. Get them some good doctors. Take care of them. If you took care of them, you probably have better enrollment rates. I mean, it would take a while to get the message, you know, permeated down through everybody. You could start taking care of your troops. Seriously. So anybody out there that ever thinks that, you know, this kid's anti-war, he's always talking against the war, he doesn't support the troops, you're just not educated on any of these matters. If that's the way you take out of this. Over here at the Last American Radio broadcast and at, you know, the other station I speak at Informed Radio, and, you know, everybody at Let's Roll Forums, everybody at my site, The Real News Online, everybody at Mike Demand's site, Firetown, you know, everybody, we all support the troops immensely. We support human life. We support being good to other people and caring and not killing. not murdering because you think you're better than somebody. To be overseas and murdering all these people, guys, that didn't do anything to us. We framed them, guys, okay? We framed them. Even if you haven't got caught up on the research yet, all right? And, you know, you don't know about all the new information about 9/11 and the Hollow Towers and, you know, all the deception that's going on. You still got to know that it wasn't Osama bin Laden, right? I mean, you've at least gotten that far, haven't you? All of you out there, right? Because it wasn't. It's impossible, okay? You know, before you get your hothead blowing off steam telling everybody how they're wrong and Yahoo, go kill these Muslims, do a day's of research. That's all you got to do. Isn't it important enough in your life that you can do one day research? One day of research. That's it. One day of research and not on any of the mainstream sites, okay? And I'm not even going to pick any of the sites for you or anything. Just none of the Fox, CNN, ABC, Reuters, BBC, you know, none of that crap. Okay, just get some other stuff and just look, just read. Read the story. Read the official story. And take it one part at a time and see if you can prove any part of that to be true. Any part of it. It's impossible. It's impossible. A bunch of impossible things happened. Okay? And, you know, we were able to pull that hoax over everybody in this country. And because of that one hoax, that one hoax that they were planning for 30, maybe 40, 45, you know, 40 plus years. Because of that one hoax, it has changed the world. Look at the world has changed. The whole world, guys. The whole world. Wouldn't, if you were able to go back in time 15 years, okay, wouldn't you be more free? Wouldn't you feel more free? More private? More? You'd have more privacy when you wanted it. You weren't spied on. You know, you try and use... They try and trick you, okay? Look at this. I'm on my cell phone, right? And I have my location shut off, okay? As most of you do. I have my location off on any application like Facebook and stuff like that. I never let people check me in, all that crazy nonsense, obviously. I think you guys, you know, at least figured me out that much. But, you know, you'll be doing something totally, totally, you know, it has absolutely nothing to do with location. I'm watching a YouTube video through Facebook is what I think I was doing. And it says something into the effect like, you know, you have to hit yes or no, and I had to hit yes to continue, like to leave Facebook and go watch the video, whatever it was. It was a legit message. So I hit yes, and then another one pops up on the screen right away. It looks just like the first one. Now, a lot of people would just tap yes again. I stopped, and I read it, and you know what it said? It said, do you want to enable your friends to check you into places? What the hell does that have to do with me watching a YouTube video and my location? All that stuff's always off of my account. I don't have a phone number registered with you guys. Why would you guys assume that? You know what I mean? And the other thing, YouTube, which is owned by Google now, which is NSA, much of it, if not all of it, you know. YouTube tries to get your phone number. If you try to upload a video over 15 minutes long, oh, we'll let you do it, but you just got to register your phone with us. What? Why do I need to register my phone with you to upload a video longer than 15 minutes? I mean, seriously. So that's why I have no videos longer than 15 minutes on my YouTube page, guys, in case you're wondering. Except for some documentaries I grabbed off other people that obviously didn't have a problem giving their phone number. They had to take a lot of the documentaries down recently because a lot of them were basically tons of disinformation. And I didn't know, but, you know, we talked about it at great length about the 9/11 truth movement, the disinformation presented, all the little shops they set up in Truthville to keep you from finding out yourself, like I did, you know, keep you from wandering around too much, like I did. And that's all you got to do, is you don't follow anybody, guys, especially in the alternative media. Don't follow any of them. And eventually, you know, hopefully, if you have an open enough mind and you look around enough, you'll come to the real truth. And not all this, you know, deception. They're clever. It's a clever game. And it's not just 9/11, guys. It goes for everything. There's a whole, I don't know what you want to call it. It's like an operation ongoing all the time to discredit all the researchers. You know what I mean? To discourage them, to keep them trying to chase different rabbit trails, to basically throw them in different groups and kind of label you. So, you know, let's say, you know, Phil has the, you know, Phil at Let's Roll, you know, they've done some great research and have come up with the Hollow Towers theory, and it's no longer a theory. It's what happened. Most of the buildings were gutted. Okay, I mean, there was probably 100 floors missing in each building. But some of these people in the media would try and take that and, you know, throw his ideas in with somebody else's that doesn't even think the same thing. And their thing is, like, ridiculous. And they'll try and group you together. And that way, when people, you know, before they even hear it, they think, oh, you believe it was Marvin the Martian and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? And that's what they do. That's why we tell you guys, don't ever let anybody throw you in a group. Don't be a part of a group. Don't let anybody throw a label. You know, you say, no. I'm not them. I'm not part of them. I'm me. I do my own research, and this is what I've come to, because I believe this to be the truth. And always go with what you believe in. Don't let these people sway your opinion. It's okay. I shouldn't say that. Like, you don't, you can let people sway your opinion a little. I mean, if they're giving you good information, of course your opinion can change. But don't let people, like, control your opinion. Don't base your opinion off of other people's opinion. That's what I should say. Don't base your opinion off of these buffoons' opinions, because it's going to be very misled. I promise you that. I promise you. Go on one of these bigger sites, okay? With these bigger alternative sites like Russia Today, InfoWars, you know, pick one. Start writing in the forums over there and start talking about the Hollow Towers. Start talking about how there was no second airplane and it's impossible for a plane to be halfway in a building without a building breaking. Talk about how the victims aren't in the death index. See how quick your stuff gets taken down or how quick you get attacked. Attacked from so many angles, and it's an absolute shame, honestly, because if everybody worked together, and you know what, no, because it would never work, because these people would never work together, because they're not on our side. I can't even talk like that. There is no working together with them. They're on the other side of the fence, guys. You guys got to realize that. And you guys are probably wondering, well, how do we know you're not on the other side of the fence? Well, you don't. That's why I'm saying you got to do your own research, okay? Now, it's okay to start to trust somebody. Now, if you start to listen to me every day and you like the information we put out, you like the information that Michael puts out, that Phil, that Larry, that James, that anybody else gets on here and puts out, sure, you can start to trust us, but don't take it as gospel, guys. Don't ever do that, okay? Yeah, it'd make us feel good if you did, maybe, but we want to be challenged too. You know, because it makes us shore up our argument. It makes sure we have no holes in it, okay? Because we want to be right. We don't want to be wrong. We don't want to give any disinformation. We're all about the truth, guys. The truth. Not this crazy story about 19 hijackers and all this. No, okay? We're about the truth. And with me, guys, I talk about a lot of stuff. You guys know that. You know, I don't know as much about 9/11 as some of the other people on here. I feel like I do know, you know, a good amount until I met these guys, you know. they obviously, you know, they've been doing it for 10 years. They've got tons of research into it. But I feel, you know, I know about a lot of different stuff. And that's why we talk about different stuff on here all the time. You know, it's going to come back to 9/11 a lot. And that's not just because that's the specialty really over here, the bread and butter. That's because, I mean, that's the basis for everything, guys. I mean, it is. Look at all the stuff that's going on and all the stuff that's allowed to happen. Now, I'd be a fool to get up here and tell you that before 2001, none of this stuff happened. But it's absolutely been accelerated. You can use terrorism and national security and this fake patriotism to hide behind for so many different, you know, to get so many different agendas across, whether it be you want to clamp down on our civil liberties by spying on us more, tracking what we do, or you want to invade countries. Just think about it, guys. 15 years ago, would the American public stand for the invasion of Afghanistan just for us to go over there and get their oil and opium and lithium and whatever else? their natural resources? Would they have stood by while we just did that for no reason at all? No, there would have been a big uproar about it, right? Because everybody thinks we don't attack people till we're attacked. So what did they do? They faked an attack. That's not that hard to conceive, guys. All they had to do, spend a few million dollars making a movie, all right? High budget movie, absolutely. I mean, you know, the footage, you know, it looked very realistic, obviously. You know, upon further analysis now, 10 years later, when you know what you're looking for, yeah, you do find a lot of stuff. But, you know, looking at it on its face and looking at it at the time, I mean, they did a good job. The drama, the adding in the amateur shots, which weren't really amateur shots of the plane, that added a sense that, you know, so many other people in New York saw this happen. And it's just, it was a real clever story. And, you know, it's changed the world. That's why we talk about it a lot. But as you guys know, we'll talk about anything here. Last week, I did two vaccine shows. Did them back to back. We talked about the California anti-parent bill that was passed, where children 12 years old can get vaccinated at school without their parents' permission. Children 12 years old, guys. Isn't that amazing? 12 years old. It's pretty disturbing. The way it happened, guys, you know, I'll just briefly touch on it because we did a whole show on it. But for those that didn't hear, the Merck drug company, the Merck vaccine company, whatever you want to call them, they actually just paid these legislators off, and they signed your kids, you know, signed your kids to sick, death, who knows, you know. They literally just gave these guys a couple grand each. Some guys did it for as little as $300. They put the name on their bill. They put their name on that bill to, you know, basically take the parents right out of the picture. Imagine your kid came home with a reaction. You know, we were talking about Iraq a little bit, which we do a lot. I know we started by talking about the soldiers. Yeah, so we were talking about the DU weapons. I know that. We were talking about how basically the whole the whole battlefield over there has become radiated. And, you know, and I think the direction we were probably going is we were talking about the troops and we were talking about medical care. That's what we were doing, weren't we? We were talking about how the troops should be taken care of for life. I mean, is that too much to ask, guys? These guys are coming home and getting their arms sawed off at the morgue and stuffed down their pants. That's how they're getting treated. Let's not forget what we started talking the show about, okay? It should be all the way reverse end of the spectrum. These guys should be treated with honor, dignity, respect. They should have the best doctors, okay? Now, I understand that this country is in a tough financial situation. I understand, okay? But those fat cats on Wall Street aren't cutting back on anything, are they? You think they're not going out and eating their $55 steaks for lunch? Huh? You think they're not going to go out on their, you know, $40 million yacht still because the economy's doing bad? No, they're taken care of. Well, let's take care of the people that really put their neck on the line. Now, even though we know that it's not really putting their neck on the line for us, they're trying. They're doing more than most of us are doing. We all have different jobs. I mean, I have a job here to tell you, you know, to tell you everything, to put this information out on the radio. All right? My job's not on the battlefield. But if somebody said to me, you know, that person on the battlefield has more guts than you, I'd say, yeah, you're right. They do. And they deserve more respect. All right? They're not out there because they think they're out there fighting for central banks to be put up all over the world that we can control, or who's ever controlling our banks can control. No, they think they're fighting for us. So show them some respect, because they're doing more for you than you've done for them. Now, I don't speak for everybody. I'm not trying to, you know, be a jackass here and yell at everybody. I know a lot of you have done a lot, but I'm talking to the ones that haven't, okay? And the ones that talk down on the soldiers. Yes, I'm anti-war, and that means I'm pro-soldier. I want them home. All of them. Get them home. This doesn't need to be a time of war. Can we take a break from war? We don't need to have it. We don't need a war right now. We don't. There's no reason for it. Nobody's attacking us, guys. We're just looking, picking fights. We're a bully. Bully in the schoolyard. Picking fights. Iran's next. Syria, you'll be soon after. If not before, on the way over to Iran. Whatever. You guys are next. And then you see these reports coming out of the alternative media about Russia and China are warning us to back off. You know what? I don't even know if I'm buying that anymore. That I just started to think that might just be bogus. I don't think they really care if we go in there. I think they're in on it too. They're probably gonna get oil deals out of it themselves. The three superpowers, build yourselves up while we degrade everybody else and talk down on them and invade everybody and intimidate everybody and build our arms up. It's like I was talking about the other day with the Cold War, how bogus that was. And what it really did is allowed us to build our arms up against each other when really we were working together to build our arms up. And then we pretty much intimidate everybody. I mean, who's going to screw around with Russia or the USA when they got nukes and they got space shuttles going to the moon, supposedly? You know what I mean? That's all intimidation. That's all that is. That's all intimidation. You know, we really need to get the point across about how ridiculous it is our foreign policy is. Okay? I mean, even the most thick-headed, so-called sheeple, I don't even want to use that word anymore because I just don't honestly think it's that nice to call them anything until they, at least until you give them a chance to wake up and show them some information. Now, after you take your time and sit somebody down for a few hours, if they're still totally oblivious, yeah, then maybe we'll call them sheeple. But you know what? I was one of those people just a year ago because nobody ever told me. I had friends that told me, oh yeah, George Bush took down the towers, but nobody ever took the time to explain anything to me, to show me any evidence, to, you know. It just sounded like a bunch of nonsense back at the time, and that's why it took me so long. It took me 9 years into the thing to even look at it again, to even go and look at it again. And then once I did, wow, what a lie. What a lie. And we lied to about everything, guys. We lied to about everything, okay? You can't trust anything you see on that TV. So what do you do? Well, don't let that sway your opinion too much. Don't let that influence your life, what you see on the television. Because it's bogus, and that's what they're trying to do. Whether it's get you to back a certain agenda or get you to buy a product, it's all just nonsense. It's just nonsense. It's just programming. Now today, I almost forgot. I didn't even mention it, guys. In about an hour and 10 minutes, guys, they're going to shut everything down. Let's talk about that for a minute. In an hour and 10 minutes, all right, at 2 o'clock Eastern time, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me on the time because I don't want to tell everybody the wrong time, but I do think in an hour and 10 minutes, they're shutting down everything. Now, I want to talk about this, and we've already talked about this a little. I've got some more input I want to put into this, guys. Why are they shutting down everything at once? Now, when I say everything, for you that don't know, they're going to shut down the internet, the radios, the phones, the shortwave radios, walkie-talkies, everything you can think of, they're shutting it down, TV, everything. Okay, originally it was going to be 3 minutes. I'm hearing now it's only going to be 30 seconds. Why? 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 What type of emergency do you need to test shutting everything off? It doesn't make any sense. Why would you shut off all the communications in any emergency? Here's what I think. I think, and this isn't that far out there, guys, we know that they want to put they've already got a new internet infrastructure built. It's been being built for 10 years. It's ready to roll out, okay? We also know they want a kill switch. Now, they probably already have a way to block most people's IPs and stuff, but they want to have a good kill switch. They want to be able to shut everything down across all networks, all servers, all radio waves, TV waves, everything at once. And I feel that this reboot is them installing the code or whatever. You know, I don't know technically how they do it, but you would think if everything's going to have one kill switch, it all needs to be synced up, right? So they're probably installing the code and rebooting the whole system, just on a much larger scale. That's what I think is going on. So I don't think this is a good sign that they're doing this at all, because I think this is all part of the lead up to the big event. And the big event is going to be next year sometime, because they are not going to let 2012 go wasted. There's too much propaganda to be put out. There's too much fear to be had on people. They're not going to let 2012 go by without faking something. Okay. Is it going to be another building collapse? I don't know. I don't think so. I would think more along the lines of a fake invasion, alien, fake, you know, motherships blowing up buildings or cities. Sounds crazy, but they've, you know, come on. Look what they did on 9/11. Look how believable it was, okay? Aliens blowing up cities halfway across the world, you're not going to know. And they're going to shut down all the communications again, and they'll say that it's the alien ships coming in, and everybody's panicking, you know? I don't know, man. Maybe they won't. Maybe they won't do that. I think, you know, I think it's time, though. I think if there was ever a time, because they're always staging something, right? Well, if there was ever a time for them to stage an alien thing, I mean, wouldn't it be 2012? Wouldn't it be in the months leading up to December, the supposed end of the world, like November, you start seeing motherships across the friggin' country and the world. You'll see UFOs over Iraq. And again, you can't talk to anybody over there, so you don't know what's going on. And it's really just TV, guys. I'm not saying there's going to be an alien invasion. I'm saying there's going to be a fake one. And I could be way off on that. I mean, there could be a fake natural disaster. It could be anything. It could be anything. And they love this. They must have a great time with this, fooling the public. You know, what are we going to do next? They get their team of animators working on it, and they get their team of, you know, graphics people, and they just make up a bunch of nonsense all the time. It's always the same BS. None of it makes sense. You're crazy if you disagree with it. I mean, look at the Kennedy thing, guys. You know what I mean? One shooter. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, that obviously deserves a few shows. Maybe we'll talk about that, because, you know, even though I'm a young guy, and I'm only 34, and that's way before my time, I've looked into it enough to talk about it, definitely. If I don't know about something a lot, I don't talk about it just because I don't, you know, it's kind of retarded. I mean, why would you? You get out there and look like an idiot, right? I think I know enough about it to talk about it. I mean, I know the people involved. I know, you know, the different angles, the different theories, the different stories, the different evidence, you know, what's been seen, what hasn't been seen, what's been said. I don't know enough to write a book on it, but I mean, I think I know enough to do a few shows. Maybe we'll talk about JFK later this week. You know, we'll probably do that Monday. We'll do that Monday. Monday we'll do a little JFK talk. Unless we come up with something else before then, who knows. What time is it, guys? We got 5 minutes to the top of the hour. I was only going to do an hour, guys, but, you know, I got some more stuff I want to go over. So what we're going to do in a... We're going to play a quick song, and we're going to come right back in 3 minutes. And, you know, that'll be the last song we play until the show's over. I apologize about the interruption earlier. We're going to play a quick song. We'll be right back. And I want to talk a little bit about microwaves. I want to talk a little bit about the Occupy thing supposedly going to D.C. And I think that'll probably pretty much wrap it up for the day. I want to talk a little bit about some food. A little bit about some dangerous foods. So just stick with us, guys. We'll be right back in about... We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to the Last American Radio Broadcast. This is the Brian Stavely Show. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and we'll see you in three. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during the break. It's the top of the hour now. It's 1 o'clock Eastern time. We've got an hour until the big shutdown, guys. The big FEMA shutdown. Now, that's got to make you nervous just in itself, doesn't it, FEMA? We all know FEMA can't handle anything. I mean, look how they mishandled... Actually, they didn't mishandle anything. Look what they did in Katrina. That wasn't mishandled, though. That was the policy. That was the plan. It was a testing ground for martial law. They wanted to terrorize everybody there. They wanted them all to move out. They made the levees break. They flooded those people. And then they tried to buy them out after, the ones that stayed, with a $42 billion budget. And, you know, we should do a whole show on that. And I'll probably save the rest of it for then. But these same people that let that disaster that took place in New Orleans... I mean, look what happened. We're not just talking about the flood. I mean, we're talking about how the whole situation was handled from start to finish. FEMA had their fingerprints all over that. They are basically like the hit squad of the president, his personal little goon squad that does the real dirty stuff. I mean, we all know it's not just the president calling the shots, but, you know, they're like the little, they're like the White House's little, that's like their little hit squad of goons to send out to do the real dirty work, like round up Americans, put people in camps, put, you know, withhold food and water from people to make the governor submit and send martial law in. You better believe it. They've got some great movies on that that I'll, you know what, I'll try and throw those up on the blog today for you guys. I'm going to remember to write that down. The Katrina stuff I got, you guys are really going to like it. You know, really. I mean, we've got witnesses from the, is it the 9th Ward? I could be mistaken. I think it's the 9th Ward where the levee broke. That, you know, they're just telling you how it was blown up. And they even had soldiers in their houses. And the soldiers told them that that was a bomb that just went off. And it looked like a bomb went off. And this crate is blown 25 feet underwater. And the water had already receded. Okay? And just like with everything else, they fudged the paperwork. They changed the times in the paperwork to make it look like it happened earlier than it did, when the water would have been at the high point. But really, it happened after the water receded. And they realized that their flood didn't work. They sent the Army Corps of Engineers in to blow it up. And not only did they blow it up, if you think this is crazy, look into it. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Look, in, but you better look into it. The Army Corps of Engineers, when they blew that levee up, there were New Orleans police that caught them. And they shot and killed them. It's funny how you don't really hear much about that story, huh? They shot and killed like 6 Army Corps of Engineers. Now, why would the New Orleans police ever shoot and kill U.S. Army Corps of Engineers? Why? Well, I could tell you one good reason. They were blowing up the levee. That's a pretty good reason, isn't it? And that's what happened. It's, you got to see the witnesses in court. I mean, it's so convincing. And, you know, and they're sick of the way, you got to hear the way people talk down on them. You know, talk to them like they're retards. And they're like, we know what we heard. You know, it was a bomb. It wasn't the dam breaking. It wasn't the water rushing in. And they act like it's a conspiracy theory. And this happened before down there, guys. There's a history of this. There's a history of people going and blowing up those levees and flooding the poor neighborhoods to save the rich ones. It's happened over and over again. It's happened so much that the people from the poor neighborhoods, predominantly the black people, would have to defend it. All right? And these rich white people would flood the black neighborhoods on purpose. I mean, you know, what a bunch of losers. I'm so sick of it. I really am. That's happened in, this, we're talking about in like the 1930s this was happening, okay? So this has happened a lot of times throughout history. The people from the poor neighborhood have had to take guns because the police aren't going to help them. And they got to go down to protect the levee so no, when the waters are coming, nobody comes and tries to blow that up. Because basically what happens is if they blow that levee, all the water rushes to that neighborhood and it saves the other neighborhood. And that's what you have. And that's what happened when the Army Corps of Engineers went there and blew out the levees. And then they were still going in areas that were high and dry. All these houses that were fine, that weren't flooded, other neighborhoods, taking people's guns. I mean, they have no right to do that. And they did. And they did. The whole thing, like I said, there's many different agendas. The main agenda there, guys, the main agenda is to build an oil refinery there. Okay? It's going to be the biggest one in North America. So what they did is they flooded all those people and tried to ruin their businesses and ruin their homes. And get them to move out of there, okay? If there's, you know, the people that had pride and stayed, which was a lot of them, then they came with $42 billion. BP did, the BP oil company. Oh, don't they sound familiar? $42 billion to buy out everybody from the right side of Texas. Think about this. The right side of Texas to the left side of Florida and 50 miles inward. The whole coastline and 50 miles inward. They want to buy everybody out. And then people still stayed, some of them. Oh, and then we accidentally ruined everything with some oil. Oh, what an accident. What an accident that Halliburton bought up the biggest cleanup company 10 days before that got the contract to clean it up. And they made more money off the spill than actually pumping the oil. What an accident. Oh, these poor people are going to have to move, the fishermen. What an accident. Well, we won't really have too many regulations to get through now with the EPA and such, now that it's going to be a toxic wasteland already. Awesome. That's the way they look at it. Awesome. That's awesome to them. And we're supposed to be weirdos for thinking that they blew up the oil rig on purpose. I want to tell you something. You know, we talk a lot about digital deception and then, you know, special effects on TV. Now, I know that that oil's in that water. Okay, I'm not saying it's not. I know it is. They ruined it. This is part of their plan, I'm telling you. But the explosion we saw looked rather dramatic on TV, didn't it? Just makes you wonder. Just makes you wonder. I'm not saying that they didn't dump the oil, but maybe they just dumped it. They just didn't even have anything blow up. They just dumped it and showed you an explosion. Who knows? That's something maybe to look at. Because it looked didn't it look really movie quality, like when you saw it, the BP explosion? Really did. I'm just throwing it out there, because it doesn't matter either way, you know. Either way, the oil's in the water, they put it there, you know. I'm just saying. Okay, a couple other things I want to touch on today before I get too lost in it. Starting, I guess today, starting in Zuccotti Park in New York, where the pretty much the Occupy Wall Street headquarters, where everybody gathers in that one park, they're going to empty out, and they're going to walk. I don't know how many, if all of them or most of them, but they're going to, a whole bunch of them are going to empty out of there and walk hundreds of miles to Washington, D.C., all right? And they plan on getting there on the 23rd. They're going to protest a meeting of the Super Committee. They're trying to stop some tax cuts for the rich, and they plan on making a bunch of other stops. Elizabeth, New Jersey, New Brunswick, New Jersey, Wilmington, Delaware, Philly, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Maryland, and they're going to arrive in D.C. McPherson Square in 2 weeks. Good luck to them. I think this is more on the right track. I think they should be in D.C., okay? But I wonder how many of these controlled group types of people that are involved in this are going to go for that trek. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it on TV. I'd like to pick out who's in that crowd, if they're really walking the few hundred miles to D.C. from New York, or if all those people get picked up, then it's just the real hardcore people walking. I have a feeling it's going to be just the real hardcore people walking. This is where you might actually get to see some honest movement, these people walking to D.C., because I don't think the coadjutors or whatever you call these people, the COINTELPRO or, you know, agents, provocateurs, whatever, I don't think they're going to, you know, keep their cover so much where they're going to walk 2 weeks to Washington. I hope they do. I hope they get all sorts of calluses on their feet and stuff. All right, one more thing I want to touch on today, guys. Well, the first thing out of maybe two more things I want to touch on. You know, like I told you guys when I first started the show, I like to talk about health issues a lot. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health expert. You know, I've, you know, fairly new information to me too, but I do read a lot of it. I you know, always triple check my sources, especially when it comes to health information, stuff that's going on with your body. And I just want to, you know, the simpler things that I could pass on to you guys that are just, you know, real easy to implement into your life and can make a big difference, I like to share with you. And one of those things that you guys really need to cut out, you should really just cut the whole process out, and that's the microwave oven. You know how there's the term nuking your food? Well, that's not just a term. I mean, that's really what you're doing to your food. And then you're eating it. Literally. You're literally nuking the food, and then you're eating it. Okay? It's not really that safe to be eating it after you do that to it. And it's not just the microwave. They get you in three places at once. It's like a triple dose of poison. All right? First off, whatever they put in the food, and I'm not trying to get you scared of every food out there. We've had shows on GMO food. We've had, you know, I'm not saying don't eat food, all right? I'm not trying to fear-monger you. I'm just saying, you know how they add crap to the food, all right? So they'll try and get you like that. And then they get you to nuke it, all right? Maybe in some very small cases, if you absolutely need to heat something up. I don't even have a microwave right now. Since I moved a couple weeks, months ago, I haven't even bothered to get one because I can't stand the way the food tastes out of it anyways. But it's really, really, really bad for you. When you nuke food, I mean, you can cause mutations that live in it and it will live in your body. Think about that. All right? Now, the other thing, the problem with the microwave food is it's the containers, guys. That might be the biggest problem. The, you know, plastic containers with BPA in it, bisphenol LA. I'm having trouble with my tongue twisters today. The saran wrap, terrible. Terrible. That should never touch your food. Don't ever let the saran wrap touch your food. You shouldn't even be covering your food with it. You really shouldn't. When that stuff gets in there, it's a big-time carcinogen. It causes cancer. Causes low sperm count. Causes all sorts of problems. Really, the plastic wrap is a big no-no, guys. I mean, the lids are bad, but the wrap is even worse, especially when it like goes down and touches your food. And you really can't eat that stuff, guys. You can't. And when you're heating it up, I mean, you're basically making a compound out of the two things and putting them together. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, the other thing with the plastic, guys, right? With the BPA, you know, a lot of people are coming in good conscience and labeling some of the products, and you can find different cookware and microwave containers and stuff. If you get glass containers, maybe like a ceramic bowl, glass lid type thing, I mean, that's a good way to go for storing food if you have to put it in the microwave too. Man, you really cut that down. I mean, seriously. People don't ever talk about it. They talk about your cholesterol. They talk about this. That microwave is so bad for you guys. It really is. It's not just the microwave food that you think, oh, yeah, the microwave is bad. That food's garbage. The process of nuking your food is so unhealthy for you. You can't be putting that stuff in your body all the time. You can't. You can't. You can't. Use the oven, guys. Use a toaster oven. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just get less food now. I'll order a small sub instead of a large because I know I'm not going to reheat the thing. I can't stand food in a microwave. I never understood how people could eat, like, pizza out of a microwave. Like, that's just disgusting. It's so soggy. Ugh. It's just, nothing tastes good. Some of you people, I know you're probably like, no way, kid. I live off microwave food. And I bet you have all sorts of intestinal problems, don't you? I bet you do. I'm not going out on a limb either. I bet you have intestinal problems, digestive problems, one of the two. Colon problem, whatever, you know, not to be gross, but seriously. You're going to cause real long-term health issues in your body. Now, this is, you know, you could sit here for months. I could sit here for months and every 10 minutes tell you a different thing that's bad for you that we eat all the time, right? I mean, I could. I mean, it's the ultimate, you know, never-ending loop of fear, I guess, is to be scared of the food. And I don't want to scare you of food. But there's a few things that are basic, easy to cut out of your life. Like when we talked about the fluoride, and it's real easy to cut that out for the most part, at least ingesting it, okay? Taking it in through your skin's another issue, but at least ingesting it, it's easy to cut it out of your life. Don't drink the tap water and switch your toothpaste, right? Obviously, you're going to get foods at other places. They use tap water to wash their dish, you know, whatever. You're going to get a little bit, but it's not going to be the same. I like to tell you things like that where you can actually change things and make a difference right away. And this is something that you can really do. I mean, stop using the damn microwave, all right? You want to use it once a week, make a bag of popcorn or something, fine. Don't be cooking your food in there, man. Do you even like the way that tastes? Are you really that lazy you can't put it in the oven on some aluminum foil or something? I just said aluminum foil. That's probably terrible for you, too. I know aluminum's not good. I use that all the time. I never even thought about that. Never even thought about that. You know, I got to get some new cookware. I really do. I got to get some new cookware, some new dishes. I really need it bad. Absolutely. Just think about it. Think about the saran wrap, guys. Think about, did you ever heat, you know, like cellophane or something by accident in the microwave? You know, think about that heating up and it's touching your food. I mean, that's basically melting the plastic into your food. And I know some of you have peeled it off your food and ate your food. Do you know how dangerous that is? Plastic is not meant to be eaten by humans. Just because it's all around us does not mean it's safe. That's why they're taking BPA out of baby toys, or at least a lot of them are. You know, you can look for Tupperware containers that are BPA-free. There's still other dangerous stuff in the plastics, too, but the BPA is the big thing. Look for it, guys. Look for BPA-free anytime you buy any plastic. This is big. This is important. I don't think it's talked about enough. I think this is just as important as stuff like vaccines and fluoride. I mean, this is one of those big health issues. Everybody uses this stuff. Well, most people, like 90% of people, use microwaves, use plastic containers, or saran wrap. Don't do it anymore. Don't do it. It's not that hard to avoid. You don't need to nuke everything. And they call it nuking it for a reason. You really are nuking it. And then you're eating it. You're eating nuked food. Why? Think about it. Why are you going to eat nuke your food before you eat it? And the other thing with nuking your food, guys, is that kills anything. That's like nuking people. I mean, you're nuking the food. You think the nutritional value is still going to be there after you nuke it? It's all gone. All gone. If it wasn't already gone when they packaged the stuff, it's gone now. That's for sure. All gone. All you did is got rid of all the good stuff in it and inserted this radiation, basically. And you're going to eat it. I think that's absurd. I think these things should have never been put there for us. You know what I mean? I think they were, you know, this was part of the making sure we don't live too long and healthy plan. And you better believe that they have those types of plans. It's kind of depressing, you know?